Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will talk with two guests in Humboldt Wildcats head boys basketball coach Jason Thurm and head boys wrestling coach Chad Beeman. Our first guest is Humboldt head boys basketball coach Jason Thurm. The Humboldt Wildcats come into the 2023-24 season having completed a 15-8 campaign a season ago, with an 11-3 mark in the conference that was enough for a tie of second place in the NCC. I sat down with Thurm to discuss the program heading into 2023-24.
2022-23 season, you went 18-5, tied for second in the conference. How would you characterize last year's group?
We had a good core come back, three starters off last year's team, and I think four-letter winners, but we lose pretty good offensive players from last year's squad, and that'll be a little bit of a challenge to replace those guys. Last year, you know, we played a pretty fast game with it. We'd like to be able to play even a little bit faster this year, and that might be involve the defense a little bit more as far as trying to do some things to maybe speed the game up and control tempo that way with it. But we're going to be looking to play fast again. You know, hopefully we'll be able to shoot the ball effectively like we did last year as well. And thinking that this team might be a little bit more attack-minded with things and really being able to get into the paint, get a few more shots at the rim with it. But all that stuff's going to play out, and I can, like, plan and throw things out there as far as what I think is going to happen, but until we actually get out there and this team establishes the identity that they're going to establish, it's just a lot of unknown right now too.
What are some of the expectations coming in to this year for the program?
The main thing is that we try to keep things more process-based with it and not get too wrapped up about outcomes and titles and that sort of thing. What we feel like if we put forth good effort in practice every night, bring the intensity with that, we're going to get better each night, and that gives us a chance to be pretty competitive on a nightly basis. And when the season's over, you know, hopefully we're towards the top of the conference, and ideally, you know, we want to win that conference, but that'll be competitive as well. But we want to be there at the end as far as the conference goes, and we want to be able to make a run in the postseason to give ourselves a chance to get down the state tournament with it. But it's a team that it's real good group of kids. You know, I like the attitudes and the character that we have. It's a team that's going to be willing to work, and that's the big thing is we want to be competitive each night out and give ourselves a chance to win. And if we do that, then I think the results will take care of themselves.
How would you say the chemistry has been with this group now as you progress through practice?
We had a great group last year, a group that enjoyed being around each other and loved to play the game of basketball. And each team takes on its own personality, and I'm sure that'll look a little different this year. But we just, in general, we have good kids, good character kids, and they're going to be respectful of each other, and they're going to hold each other accountable and hold themselves accountable, where they're going to give it their all every single night. I think when you have kids like that, it allows you to do things. And for as far as my perspective, I love being around these guys, super kids, and great attitudes, like I've been saying, but it's still early, too. And right now, everything, we haven't lost any games, and we haven't experienced much adversity. And when those things happen, then that's when you find the true character and identity of what you're dealing with. And from what I've seen out of these guys in the past, be able to handle those things. And it's an unselfish group, so I think that gives us potential as well with that. But it's so far so good with everything.
Coach, tell us about some of your letter winners that are returning this year for your group.
We got Corey Detman who comes back. Corey started for us last year. Just a great athlete. Anybody who's been around Humboldt here knows he brings it, and he's a four-sport athlete and excels in each one. And the basketball floor is no different. He can move extremely well. I thought last year he did a really nice job developing his outside shot. He really grew in confidence with that. He's looked good so far this preseason, but we look to him to pick up where he left off with that last year, being an outside threat, and hopefully be a little bit more attack-minded this year and being able to get into the paint for us and open things up and create for others, lead on the defensive end as well. So we're thankful to have him coming back. Evan Hatcher had a super year as a junior for us. He's a scorer, just relentless on the glass, both on the defensive end, and just has an unbelievable motor on the offense then to keep possessions alive and give us second chances there. And, you know, we're going to try to be creative with him as well. And he's more than just a banger too, where he can step out, he can hit the three ball for us. We feel like he can handle the ball as well. And I think some of our offense will play excited. He looks real strong this year, and he's going to bring a lot to the table. And he'll be a handful for opponents again, which is great for us. Got Elliot Carlson coming back as a starter as well. So that's three really good kids coming back with starting experience for us. And Elliot had a big year as a sophomore last year. He's a junior this year. He can shoot the ball and really gets out and really plays into our style of transition where we like to get out and like to push things and score quickly. And he's able to do that. He's able to get downhill. We're looking for big things out of Elliot as well. Fourth letter winner that we have would be Mason Van Pelt. Mason's been battling a little bit of an ankle issue from football, and we're excited to get him back at practice this second week here and get him into basketball condition. And Mason was a kid last year who just really gave us valuable minutes off the bench. Kind of an undersized kid, but he can go in and he can guard. You know, sometimes we had him guarding the opposing team's post last year, but he gives us some flexibility where he can go inside, he can go outside, and he provides some explosiveness too, or where he can get to the basket, and he's worked hard on a shot as well. So those four guys bring back a great experience, and they give us something to start with. And right now we're just trying to fill in the pieces around them and see what we can put together.
Has anybody caught your eye here early as far as newcomers?
We have a couple of kids that are new to the program. I know Augustus comes to us from Emmitsburg, and you know, we're trying to figure out what he can do right now with it, but he gives us some height. He's 6'5", 6'6", somewhere in there. A good athleticism where he can really move well for his size. And I don't think he has a ton of basketball experience, but he's really shown some signs this year where he could give us some quality minutes as well. So we're real excited about that, because other than him, you know, we don't have a ton of height with it. So we're pretty excited about that and see if we can fit him in there. Cameron Hoig, he's a senior this year. He's primarily a JV player last year, but he's put in a lot of time, and his offensive game is something that I feel could help us out, maybe help fill some of the from last year for some of the guys that were able to shoot it from deep for us. And I feel like Cam's going to be able to help us out with that. And we just got a lot of guys, you know, seniors. You got Carson Slater, you got Riley Sorensen, Peyton Van Pelt coming back from injury, throw a Kane Frieders into the mix with it. And we have some guys that we feel can step up and fill spots for us. And what's exciting is we got a lot of guys that are vying for these three, four, five spots, however deep we go with it. But it's allowed for some pretty competitive practices so far. And I just think that that's only going to make us better, too.
And then, Coach, lastly, what excites you the most about the upcoming season?
We got great kids. Kids want to be successful. They're willing to work at it. And I just feel like we have another group of kids that enjoys being around each other, and that makes my job a lot easier when you have kids that are like that. And we're fortunate to have the kids that we have right now, and we're just going to ride this as long as we can and keep trying to push ourselves, challenge ourselves, and get the most out of it that we possibly can.
Well, appreciate you taking the time here, Coach, and want to wish you the best of luck to begin the season.
Thank you.
That was Humboldt Wildcats head boys basketball coach Jason Thurm. Our next guest is Humboldt Wildcats head boys wrestling coach Chad Beeman. The Humboldt wrestling team qualified for state in duels and for the state tournament individually a season ago. I caught up with Beeman to discuss the upcoming season.
Now, as you enter this season, looking back at last year in the 22-23 season, how would you characterize how that season went for your program, making it in duels to the state meet, and then on top of it, sending individual wrestlers to the well?
I guess from a duel standpoint, we were really balanced last year. We had a team that really cared for one another. We went through the mindset training last year, and I think that made a big difference for us, just how we approached matches and competitions, and it was extremely helpful to just how we progressed throughout the season.
Who are some of those main letter winners you've got coming back for this year?
We have quite a bit of experience coming back. We returned 9 of our starters. Then we've got another probably 4 or 5 kids that wrestled some varsity for us last year, at least at some point in time in some role. We'll go through a typical season where in a 14-man roster, we'll probably average at least 22 guys that have significant varsity wrestling experience throughout the year. We're going to depend on those guys coming back that have lots of experience. And then Gage Allen, state qualifier last year. He's a senior for us. I think he's currently ranked number 4 right now in a couple different polls. Brady Beers, state qualifier. He was at 138. He was at 38-45 most of the season last year. And he'll probably be at 138 to start out the year here. Kyler Surix, he's been to the state tournament a couple years now. You know, just missed out on placing last year, so he's put on some really good weight, so he's actually moving up about three weight classes. Tyce Clarkin has a ton of experience. He's just had some bad luck at the end of the season just from a health standpoint. He wrestled a ton this summer and got to wrestle at Fargo, and he's another one that has a ton of experience. He's won a lot of matches, and he's hungry to actually have a postseason this year. Cale Donahue, outstanding football season. He was one of those guys last year that probably wrestled at least in a half a dozen competitions, especially when Landon Halverson got banged up last year. Great job for us. A young guy that that led him last year, and we look to have a big impact this year. Zane Keister, another senior, had a really great year last year, right there in the middle of our lineup. Landon Halverson, he won't start out the season, but we hope to have him back at some point in time this year. Ethan Coonert, another senior. Yeah, he actually weighs less now than this is probably the lowest he's weighed since middle school, so he's really put on some good weight. Owen Mayhall, and that'll be one of the strange ones, that he's planning on going down a couple weight classes. I mean, he had a great season last year at 132, but right now he's planning on being down at 120. Hayden Pringer, senior. He returns at either 113 or 106. Probably had the toughest competition schedule out of anybody on our team last year. Really tough kid. He leads the way for us in the lower weights there.
Who are some of those wrestlers that you're looking at possibly making an impact this year?
We have some talented incoming freshmen that, you know, we expect to challenge for some of these spots as well. A couple guys that have a lot of previous success before high school at the AAU level. Jackson Kirkhoff, he's been a multiple AAU place winner. Brody Hendricks, he's won titles and was Fargo All-American last year. Those two guys have looked really, really good in practice. I could go through our whole list here, and I really feel there's probably 6 to 8 guys that they're ready to challenge for one of those spots. So even though we're bringing back, 9 starters, I think we've got 6 guys ready to fill in those 4 or 5 spots that have opened up for us. Still doing a little bit of recruiting at heavyweight. We don't currently have a heavyweight, so we have some options that we can move some guys around on the team if we absolutely had to, but we're doing a little bit of recruiting there. But those other 4 weight classes, there's 6 guys ready to jump in right now and get after it and want a challenge.
What excites you the most about the upcoming wrestling season?
This is kind of the time of year that cold outside, but man, it's hot in that wrestling room, and I love that challenge, and I know our coaching staff loves that challenge of trying to get kids prepared and ready for matches and make sure that they're making improvements each day. You know, we have these brand new facilities that are just beautiful and great to work in, and you know, we're just excited to compete. Our conference is really tough again, and I personally just love that competition and the challenges that are associated with it. You know, we try to get the kids to embrace that and love that as well.
Appreciate you taking the time to talk with us about the upcoming wrestling season, and want to wish you best of luck.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
That was Humboldt Wildcats head boys wrestling coach Chad Beeman. With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.